He is known as Amarillo Slim, and he's been called the world's greatest gambler. The 74-year-old Texas native tells his life story in a new autobiography, Amarillo Slim in a World of Fat People. Wearing his trademark Stetson hat and cowboy boots, Amarillo Slim Preston leans back in his chair and asks for some coffee.
Boy, I'd like about a fourth of a cup in a dirty cup.
With a little coffee and even less encouragement, Slim talks about his life as a gambler, beginning with his origins in the Texas town of Amarillo.
Our population's been the same the last 30 years, never varies. Every time some woman gets pregnant, some man leaves town. So Amarillo just stays like that. No, that's not true.
Slim, who is said to be built like a Texas toothpick, is a teller of tall tales, but he swears the stories in his new book are all true. Co-author Greg Dinkin says Slim is a born competitor. Mr. Dinkin is an expert on gambling and a columnist for Card Player magazine.
Rather than going after someone and trying to take the guy's paycheck, he goes after millionaires. And millionaires have a big ego. And Slim has a way of playing into people's ego, finding their weakness, and getting them to make a bet.
Slim took thousands from the legendary pool shark Minnesota Fats after Slim challenged him to a game of pool with a broomstick.
I had practiced with it for a long time, and no one in the world thought you could play with a broom. They're that big around, and you couldn't put chalk on the end of it, and you couldn't draw your ball, you understand? So I tried to play my position where every shot I'd have some kind of an angle. Then I can go anywhere, you know.
He once challenged country singer Willie Nelson to a game of dominoes, telling a mutual friend, casino owner Steve Wynn, he could beat the musician in a game he was known to be good at.
So I say, well, they can't no guitar picker beat me doing anything. So I knew he was a tattletale. He run told Willie what I said. So we made a match. They roped us off in the middle of the casino. And hell, they televised it and everything. I beat Willie out of a pretty good-sized figure. Then I felt it was good for him. It built character. He didn't feel that way about it.
Another time, Slim won $10,000 from tennis pro Bobby Riggs, playing a game of ping-pong using frying pans as paddles. An annual competitor in the World Series of Poker, Slim says he has played cards with U.S. Presidents Johnson and Nixon and once hustled Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. Back home in Texas, Slim has had some brushes with the authorities. In his early years, he took bets on sporting events.
I was a bookmaker. I speculated on the outcome of sporting events. Oops.
Bookmaking is legal in some places, but not in others.
Not in Texas, no.
Later, tax officials suspected Slim's income was higher than he admitted, but he says that is all part of the life of a gambler. Slim says he wins some games and loses others, but he knows when to cut his losses and quit playing. At times, he hits the jackpot. How much has he earned in a single competition?
That I'll acknowledge, I beat a local man here out of $1.7 million.
But Slim says for a gambler, money is just a way of keeping track of who is winning. Greg Dinkin says Slim is not a gambler in the usual sense of the word.
A gambler, by nature, is a loser. Amarillo Slim is a competitor. And what people don't get about him, they see this folksy Texas way of dealing with people. He's an intelligent person.
Slim still lives in Amarillo, Texas, on one of his three ranches, with his wife of 53 years. From there, he runs a mini-empire of pizza and ice cream parlors and fast food restaurants. Greg Dinkin says Slim's life story, as told in his autobiography, has a moral.
The moral of the book is, if you live by your wits and understand human nature, you can live an incredible life. And here the man really never had a job, traveled all over the world, became an international celebrity, is a multimillionaire, and really hasn't worked a day in his life.
Slim's autobiography, Amarillo Slim in a World of Fat People, is co-authored by Greg Dinkin and is published by HarperCollins.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away.